This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, the world is changing in the media, and you know that. As local television and cable television continues to shed viewers, the good news is local radio, terrestrial radio, continues to hold its own, so this right here, we're in good shape over the last decade. Glad to have you listening today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're on board. Brought to you this hour by DTE Energy. Providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan, DTE Energy. Know your own power. And when I say the world is changing, let me bring your attention to something that happened yesterday. Because we can't just focus solely and get so obsessed with politics, we forget that there's another whole big world going on out there. Yes, there's an investigation with Donald Trump, and yes, there are challenges with, you know, what's going on in Congress and the tax bill, and all those things are important, and I agree. But there are other things you need to focus on and other things to keep your attention on, because if you're focused on just one thing, you'll lose your mind. And I believe that. Walt Disney Thursday announced it acquired many parts of 21st Century Fox. This is an important deal because this is Rupert Murdoch making this deal. A deal worth more than $52 billion in stock. The company will get network Nat Geo, Asian pay TV operator Star TV, Fox's movie studios, Stakes in Sky and Hulu, and the regional sports networks. Disney's Fox acquisition bolsters its plans to become the dominant streaming service platform, making it a big threat to Netflix. And as we change the way we consume media, more people every day getting rid of cable TV and using their smartphones and computers to consume media, whatever it may be. This is a big move. Disney Fox. Disney, you know, Disney Studios owning 21st Century Fox. Think about that. That's a big deal. The more desirable content they have, the better they'll be able to compete in terms of trying to sell a subscription offering at a time. There's so much competition for subscription-based services. In August, Disney announced it will start standalone streaming services and pull its movies off of Netflix beginning in 2019. No price point has been set for its upcoming movie and TV plan, but the company said it will be substantially below Netflix price. Disney also will create a standalone ESPN digital service with access to 10,000 additional live sporting events. Can you imagine? You know, if you if you could make the couch multifunctional, you'd never have to leave the room. I'm serious. You know, 10,000. You know people right now that probably are over-obsessive with sports. Well, guess what? 10,000 new sporting events just came to Billy's barn. And Billy will never have to leave the couch ever, ever again. If it were full functioning, man, the money you could make. Disney has said that its service will have a smaller library than Netflix to start, but it has some fan-favorite titles, including its animated features, Marvel comic movies, Star Wars films. You throw in Fox's repertoire of content, which includes X-Men, Alien, Predator franchise, The Simpsons, Family Guy, X-Files. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Both companies are very, very deep in what they have to offer. The decision to subscribe to a streaming service often comes down to, does the content match what me, the consumer, want and desire? A huge deal. The Disney-Fox merger solidifies Netflix's in-house production strategy, which they say they'll spend $8 billion on in the coming 12 months. They say that they don't want to rely anymore on outside production services. that they want to create their own content, and that's what they're working toward. So would Netflix rather have all this Disney and Fox content? Yes. But will they result as a result of not result crumble because they don't have it? No. They'll be okay. They'll be okay. All right. So, you know, as we widen our range in conversation today, and we've talked a bit about nutrition over the last couple of days, don't worry, we'll get back to the politics. Relax. You need a diversion once in a while. Trust me on this. Look at yourself. Ivy's been saying this for years. And maybe you should look at yourself while I go over this important article on artificial sweeteners and how they affect you negatively. Ivy's been telling me for years that, you know, Diet Coke makes you fat. Well, I don't know if that's true, but here's what I know, Dateline Washington. Artificial sweeteners have an effect on the body's metabolism and can lead to excessive fat accumulation in people, especially those who are already obese. That according to a brand new study. Now you've been there. You want the double cheeseburger, the double bacon cheeseburger with everything, an extra large fry and a Diet Coke, because that makes sense. Well, Dr. Sabishin Sen, an associate professor of medicine and endocrinology at George Washington University, led the study, explaining in a press release by the Endocrine Society that while many people rely on these artificial sweeteners as a low-calorie alternative to natural sweeteners, quote, there is increasing scientific evidence that these sweeteners promote metabolic dysfunction. Sen and his colleagues tested the popular low-calorie sweetener sucralose on stem cells taken from human fat cells. They placed these cells in dishes for 12 days, adding so much sucralose, the dosage based on the concentration of sucralose in the bloodstream of people with high consumption levels of the artificial sweetener, which would equal about 4 cans of diet soda per day. The researchers observed increased expression of genes that produce fat and inflammation. They also saw an increased accumulation of fat droplets in the cells, especially when they increased the concentration of sucralose. So here's the thing. This is what Ivy was telling me for years. If you drink all of that Diet Coke and all that fake stuff and all that garbage, it doesn't make you thinner. It basically tricks your body and you become bigger. See, so every now and then you have to leave the politics alone. Don't worry, we'll get back to the politics. Relax. You need to walk away from it sometimes. Sometimes you have to talk about your health, and I'm here to help you today with your good health. And so I appreciate you taking a moment. Don't worry, we'll get back to it. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's largest premier water treatment system company. In business since 1947, Wolverine locally owned and operated. They deliver statewide. And by the way, you're almost out of time, but there's still time to get in on that free $4,000 Wolverine water system. It's being given away. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine water button. You could be eligible to win. You put out a little bit of information there. Who knows? You might get a brand new Christmas present worth $4,000. Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.
I'm Ruth Johnson, your Secretary of State, and I'm also a mom. With cell phones and the internet, today's kids have an easy connection to music, games, information from around the world and each other. Now, parents have some help protecting their children online. The Michigan Child Protection Registry is a free, secure service that blocks adult ads from reaching your child or teen on their electronic devices. Visit protectmichild.com and register your child.
Sponsored by SOS and MAB.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org.